My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. He is the chairman of conservativehq.com. He's also a longtime fixture in the conservative movement, pioneered the use of direct mail in political campaigning. So you can either credit him or blame him for all those things that show up in your mailbox towards the end, towards Election Day. He's also obviously a critical voice in the conservative movement, and we want to get his insights today on what has been a growing story over the past several days, although it's largely been overshadowed by some other news, and that's the allegations surrounding Ohio conservative Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who many people, including Mr. Viguerie, would like to be the next Republican leader in the House, Speaker, if they are able to maintain the majority in the midterm elections this fall. But right now there are allegations by several different people who were part of the Ohio State wrestling program in the 80s and 90s who claimed that he knew about inappropriate touching and other abuse by a doctor against wrestlers and never did anything about it. At the same time, there are many others from the Ohio State wrestling community that say that Jim Jordan is not guilty of those things and is consistently upheld the highest standards of integrity. So, Richard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Well, you and I weren't part of the Ohio State wrestling program in the 80s or 90s, so how do you sift through this?
Well, I think we're seeing once again, Greg, the deep state strikes again. I think that anytime conservatives look like they're making any progress or gain and dismantling the deep state or challenging their position, their authority, their power, they do whatever is necessary to set the conservative cause back. And I think that's all this is here. They're in a panic mode that Jim Jordan could be the next Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, and that terrifies them. And so I think that none of us should be surprised. We're all very disappointed that they would step so low to do this here. But it's just the deep state trying to protect its power.
Get a little more specific. Who do you think is most interested if, in fact, this is the way that's happening?
Well, the main way to look at it is who benefits. So who would benefit by the establishment staying in power? And, that's who you can look to for the perpetrators of this. And I think that, without naming names here, the Republican establishment, the Washington, D.C. establishment, is going to benefit by the present leadership staying in power. And just like Donald Trump has threatened the longtime establishment in this country with loss of power, I think Jim Jordan would represent the same in the House of Representatives. He would be more true to what average American is looking for in terms of what they want their government to be doing or not doing to them.
Well, let's dig in a little deeper. If Jim Jordan is to be Speaker at some point, what would he pursue that the people you believe are behind this would recoil at?
Well, you can start with many, many areas. Obamacare, for example. The Republican leadership called for votes continually since they got control of the House in the 2010 election, and they always passed the repeal of Obamacare, but it failed in the Senate, and if it ever got to the president's desk, they knew the president would veto it. Then when the Republicans got control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, they wouldn't bring it up for a vote anymore. They were afraid that it would be, undone. And so the Republican leadership is willing to give all kind of indication that they would govern as constitutional conservatives, but when it comes down to it, they don't want to do that. They don't want to dismantle the administrative state. So I think build the wall. Serious immigration reform, the really control of the border. I think that is, Republican leadership is not really seriously interested in building the wall and controlling and stopping the flow of illegal immigrants.
We're talking with Richard Viguerie, chairman of conservativehq.com. And Richard, I've had the opportunity to interview Congressman Jordan a number of times. I'm sure you've had the opportunity to visit with him many, many times since he's been here in Washington. When you think of the type of person he is, the type of character he has, how would you respond to allegations that he would ever have done something like this?
Well, I put Jim at the very highest level of character, of values. He He's a very serious person, and to the extent that I know him, I have nothing but the highest admiration and respect for him. And quite frankly, every conservative, without exception, that I know at the national, state, and local level feels the same way. One of the things that conservatives, in fact, the number one thing, Greg, conservatives have needed in the 60 years almost that I've been involved at the national level of the conservative movement, the number one thing we've needed all those years above everything else is leadership. And Jim Jordan, through the Freedom Caucus and the House of Representatives, is providing that leadership. One of the very few Republicans in the country that is actually providing leadership people at the grassroots can look up to. And this is what makes him a target, the fact that he's going to threaten the establishment's reign. But he has great respect and admiration with every conservative at the national level that I know.
And the fact that he's considered a threat by some, at least as you see this situation playing out, does that suggest that he would perhaps get enough votes, at least a majority within the conference, if he were to go head-to-head with a McCarthy or a Scalise? I mean, when we've seen Freedom Caucus members challenge the likes of John Boehner, they got some votes, but they didn't get all that close. Are you seeing a shift in the House where Jordan would actually be in a position to get enough votes to challenge for the Speaker's nomination?
Absolutely. And keep in mind that this Congress will not be the one that elects the next Speaker. Hopefully there will be a next Speaker will be a Republican. But it will be the new Congress, the Congress coming in. And there's an awful lot of bright, mostly young conservatives that will win election this fall. And they will be selecting the new Speaker. So, you know, the times are changing. A lot of the Republicans in Congress realize, you know, things are not working. The grassroots is very, very unhappy with the present leadership, and I think that there's a lot of people who may have voted with the establishment candidates in the past are looking and realizing the establishment is not producing for the voters, for the American people, and with the new Congress coming in here, I think a conservative candidate like Jim Jordan would be very, very competitive.
Lastly, what do you expect in the midterms? I know we're a few months out, so things could change, but where do you see things standing right now?
I feel better about it, Greg, than I did 4 or 5 months ago. I've been very, very frightened and very concerned that a lot of my Republican conservative friends didn't see this blue tsunami coming here. But I think conservatives have woke up. I don't think the White House, the president, has been doing a much better job of communicating out there. One of the things that's so important is to make sure you brand your opponent. And right now, the Democrats are doing a very good job of branding themselves as moving far left. They want open borders. They want to increase taxes. They're really doing great damage to themselves. So I feel better today than I did 4 or 5 months ago, but the election is still a good ways off. So the number one thing the Republicans have to do, conservatives need to do to win in November above everything else is to nationalize the election. And conservatives never do well in elections unless they're nationalized. Democrats focus on local issues. We need to talk about the big issues, taxes, the role of government in our life, stopping illegal aliens from coming in here, strong national defense. And so if we focus on the big issues and brand our Democrats as weak on these issues, I think Republicans will do well in November.
Richard, we'll be watching, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thanks for
Always
your time today.
Pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Richard Viguerie, chairman of conservativehq.com. He's also a longtime fixture in the conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.